Good morning. Another clear, cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with high pressure dominating the weather picture yet again. We do have areas of fog developing, and that's lowering visibilities in spots, but mostly clear skies. And with the rising sun, the fog will dissipate and temperatures will begin to warm quickly. We're starting off largely in the 40s, which will help us easily get through the 50s and 60s by the end of the morning. And it looks like we'll be into the mid-70s on average by late afternoon. That high pressure center will continue to dominate tonight and tomorrow, bringing us clear skies overnight, with more fog developing and lows back into the middle and upper 40s, and mostly sunny skies to round out the work week tomorrow. Even warmer tomorrow afternoon with comfortable humidity, highs will be in the upper 70s, before we watch the next front approach for the day on Saturday. It'll take its time getting here, and it looks like we'll have sunshine to start the day on Saturday, followed by increasing clouds. There's a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm by late afternoon, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. And then after sunset, the rain will spread east through the rest of New York and New England. Overnight Saturday night, we'll see the best chance of showers and a few lingering showers on Sunday morning. Increasing sunshine Sunday afternoon from west to east, and highs on the second half of the weekend will be right around 70. We'll go back to sunshine for the early part of next week, somewhat cooler with highs in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Great Lakes to the central plains. Surface heating across northern Iowa into southern Wisconsin will favor thunderstorm development by mid-afternoon. Forecast shear profiles favor linear storm mode, though weak rotation is possible near an advancing warm front across the upper Great Lakes. Hail and gusty winds are the primary threats with the frontal convection. Meantime, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a low-pressure system located over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, which is producing disorganized shower and thunderstorm activity. Conditions, though, still appear conducive for the formation of a tropical depression during the next day or two, and an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate the low this afternoon if necessary. This disturbance will likely spread heavy rain over portions of eastern and southern Mexico and could cause life-threatening floods and mudslides over areas already impacted by torrential rain during the past several days. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was from Basra, Iraq, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail is at Campo Grande Airport in Brazil at 11:37 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 50 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 45 degrees, the dew point 42, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.17 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 24 at Bridgeport, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 56, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 4.12 inches, which is 2.25 inches above normal. And 35.63 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 7.61 inches above normal. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 83, that's 30 above normal, and 89 for the season, which is 13 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 90 set in 1946, and the record low 32 in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening 6:58 p.m., 12 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s to middle 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid 40s to lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, sunny and mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny and mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued warm in the upper 70s. Saturday, sunshine giving way to clouds. Late-day showers, maybe a thunderstorm into the evening and overnight. Highs in the lower to mid-70s. Morning shower Sunday, then increasing sunshine in the afternoon around 70. Mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday in the mid to upper 60s. And back to 70 with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.